This community, because of the high parameter schedule, was meant to sit and try to help the duty, and just making that one relative to Bosnia. And that's in the light of the high schedule of parliament, as well as the availability of all of the parliament. Now, it's making the same way, and we have to live. And Honorable Server, also, he's attending. He's attending a committee meeting at Italo Tutoria. And we have, fortunately, an apology from Honorable Mapanish, who just has to be released, although they had a free language today. And we must thank him just for having a free language. Well, remember, we discussed this here that we according to our schedule, we agreed that we will prioritize issues as agreed upon. What was agreed upon, I think, on Wednesday was that today we are going to do the discussion so that we will decide and do our way, and then we are going to give priority to the other two. As well as it was brought to our attention that there are other six bills that I think what is the term that was supposed to be retabled so that they are according to parliamentary procedure they are taken correctly. So yesterday I said to the secretary she must make copies of that a list of those so that members are aware of those things that we have to just know that they are going to have to be clarified to the next meeting that we have. I also personally am just sharing this with you members so that it is put on record. I went to the secretary's office to check in terms of procedure. That it is procedure that when we are going to deal with any proposal, we have to make sure that the necessary communication has been provided, communicated, as well as the necessary documents that we are supposed to all have, also the sponsors, the relevant institutions, and the department is supposed to have. I made sure that it is done. And we are going to, I'm saying this because I'd like to hear from the secretary what has been the case. At the time I left here for the house yesterday, it was at the time when she was following up because I had to say she must get the sponsor. Because according to procedure here, there is no way that a sponsor cannot be present while she was in very consistent. And you know, Honourable Member, there are sponsors in the past who didn't get to remove because they didn't want to participate. And we are waiting that. So it is very clear that a sponsor has got you must respect. If a member then will not be present, you then have to accept the apology but give priority because there's got to be a commitment from that member. That I'm not present today, but next week on the given day, I will be present. And I think that has been a trend. So it's on those basis that I'm taking your time elsewhere. Can we hear from the secretary in terms of the subject today? What is it that is next and what is ready?
I'm he said he wants to have a little but he was saying we should go to come and present to me.
He must have called Mr. Lenny to check the list of the
fundraising.
No, that's the opportunity so that I'm allowing her so that she can be.
Sorry.
I don't know who's in the. If you explain to her errors of the detector sitting and explain that the sponsor is not to be here, you cannot engage in that responsibility. I'm sorry, I don't like to stress, nor do I wish it to be responsible for anything. We have to together clarify because this was a very pleasant issue. Yes. That's why I'm asking that routine. It never happens in the ministry to put the assessment. Because the meeting is covered by the rules and not by anything. Maybe I should say this now in a meeting so that we are in the meeting. It's on record that, and I'm using the most sensitive case. I say some time back, the honorable leader by then of the CA, honorable Tony Leon, you can put it on record. He did sponsor a proposal in this year. And when the peak week of the party came through, we could not deal with that as we were doing. We had to force him to come in terms of explaining what the rules are. And it's good that Mr. Becker is also here. Rebecca, we are not looking at the problem if I just want to clarify so that we do not wrongfully accuse Mr. Long. Mr. Long is here on behalf of the sponsor, I want to approach him here, Rebecca. Now, I'm quoting a case whereby the honorable leader by then of the GA, Tony Leon, when he said we cannot deal with this thing, he is absent. Even through his wish, and he had to come to be a personal. So I was on the point that there is no way that we have ever dealt with a team where the sponsor is not here. And what we get from the second side is that at the time when Mr. Mini honestly was forwarding his apology that he will not be present, then the secretary did not communicate to him that if you are not going to be available, rather than give us a day on which you are available, we just require that time. Because there's no way that then we are saying we are going to, now he has delegated the justice, the law to come and represent you. Unknowingly. So we are now our taking on a precedent that we have set a precedent and that has it was viewed as political but in the end it was sorted out because as I said even last week on Wednesday we discussed this committee. It is recorded. We made an appeal to Mr. Baker as a member coming from Iran. On a proposal that has been sponsored by the honorable leader of the Inter-Capitol Party, Minister of Constitution. We also made an appeal that please, and there was that commitment that, and consideration that his office was away. He said the appeal is to respect that even senior people have got to come to him. So it's only that problem that one does have. Without stressing honorable law. And we appreciate that really we have to have. But now we are only holding it and then that's it.
Yeah, I think
that
Mr. Law is here in good faith. And what we have to look at, we said, where did we go wrong? Was the office notified that Honorable Lowe will be the present being the artifact that's supposed to be here. And how well is our secretary equipped and know the rules to immediately react or contact the chairperson to say that this is how it's going to be? Is it advice that we accept Mr. Lowe to be here to do the presentation. Because I think it is unfair that while Mr. Lowe is here in good faith and we say to him that you cannot do this because he has come to faith. But I do understand that the chapters will say that there are rules to it. But the communication line, I don't think we have followed it fully. Today the secretary was notified. I don't know whether the secretary was notified or not, whether the secretary communicated the message to the chairperson and got the permission of the chairperson to say, yes, Mr. Lowe can come. So I think we have to look at that to the chairperson to really take.
Mr. Chair, clearly there is not a possibility that Mr. Lowe can, on behalf of Mr. Minnie, make the presentation. But as a way forward, what I would suggest is it would meet with the remainder of the members' approval that we gather in an informal aspect. He deliver what is there, and then, for the sake of saving time next time, before we can even adopt or look at the content, we can just listen. And then that Mr. Mee must appear, and then he can very briefly, within a matter of 5 minutes, to say that the as it was presented, or as what is in the body embodied here, this is his submission. But Mr. Mini must appear in person. I'm sorry, this is the factual situation. But since we are specially here for this particular aspect, and that there had been some... Mr. Lowe is surely not at fault. He came here in good faith, as Mr. Swami has said. And I think that if we could find a way that we don't waste the time of everyone here, and if we can, as a result of that, shorten the time that Mr. Minnie will have to do, and that we listen informally to Mr. Lowe. In fact, I think even if we would have questions, Mr. Lowe can respond to that. But that will have no formal standing, because I think that in terms of the rules of this committee, it would not be possible to have anything adopted from this committee side.
Well, I think it does not in any way also contradict the concern. I think it's all of us when it's in a way. That's why I said let's protect him, and I protected him from the chair. But I would rather question the secretary and tell the things in his presence. And I think we agree with you. Firstly, I would believe that we are not going to take time to know it. And on record one, that also because we won't be forced to have a quorum. That's for the sake of we have to take a decision. We'll make sure that we check on other members, as usual. But I think what we have to put on record one is that this is an informal meeting which I don't think it will take more than 30 minutes. Just whatever is going on there, the reason is Mr. Lowe in the absence is sharing with us any additional information. But we agree that the next meeting, and with the help of Mr. Lowe, to make sure that Mr. Mini, if you could confirm by not later than today, in the day of his availability, we usually receive on Friday, that will then give priority to him and would appeal to him. That's why we have to raise that he goes with the law, on his team, that we had a problem in terms of availability, although he has indicated otherwise. I think we are young men. So that it is recorded, and I'm saying we are not setting a precedent here. That's why we have to discuss the issue, and it is understood that it is only as a result of the law having made it here and knowing, not knowing as to what communication. And we will address the internal problem with the chairperson and the secretary outside the meeting. Because we are not really having that one. And I even said, I would like to also say that the secretary, we are helpful that we think that they see, but don't order any lunch because the meeting is just taking 10 minutes. No unnecessary time is in the meeting. So thank you then. And I must say also, just to add also, the tone also goes also for the department. And I think before we start, we must agree. We are not going to accept a situation whereby all the Transnet, we were told that Transnet made a submission, and we don't know that they have to personally come here and present their case. Because we cannot allow institutions to be disrespectful to members. This is a constitutional mandate and the members are doing what is right. We are not going to accept that. The second one also, we are not going to accept for the department not to come. So I'm saying also outside this meeting, the secretary together with me, we make sure that all the departments have to confirm, or else really we have to subpoena them to come. Because there's no way that we have a load of people and we want to do away with it. So that we say, Lord, also you can communicate to, we are not here to that, even the other stakeholders are not here. Because if they were here, you would just maybe have allowed them to present what they have, and subpoena to them.
Chairperson, thank you very much indeed. Can I firstly just say that I sympathize with your position. I'm very sympathetic. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand that you have a precedent being as a sector. Just from my side, as I understand it, I'm an alternative member of this committee, as being sent for the DA. Mr. Forstwas is normally the member that's here. He indicated to me last week that he couldn't be here today. He had some urgent personal business to attend to. He asked me to attend in his stead, as I would have as a member of the committee. On Tuesday, he and Mr. Minnie came to see you because Mr. Minnie had a funeral for him today. Somebody in the President's office who died this week, suddenly there was a notice read out in Parliament this week. One of those gentlemen's old friends, he's gone to Pretoria for the funeral. Mr. Minnie and Mr. Swart went to see Mrs. Mentor. They went and saw Patient Mentor and spoke with her. I wasn't present. I don't know what this said. But I was told when they came back that she as chairperson had said to them, please, they didn't want to delay this, would our piece come and present? Now I understand this precedent, I understand where you're coming from, but from my side, I simply just said, come here in good faith, they asked me to come, I didn't really want to, I have urgent business in Durban, my national leader Helen Ziller is in Durban today, I need to be there, I've delayed my stay to come here today, and so I do understand, I will certainly do it informally and in good faith. I've got a presentation which you'd like me to hand out, I will do so. So one of the reasons I'm here is my father is a member of the Transnet Second Defined Pension Fund, so I'm aware of some of what's going on there. He's been retired for 20 years. He had 40 years service and he retired. He worked for South African Railways. So I'm aware of what has gone on that fund, and I've obviously read through the documentation. But I hope you won't ask me too many very difficult questions, because I don't know, those details. If you let me just hand out, I have a presentation that I could just put on.
Thank you very much indeed. And perhaps what I should do, because it will be easier to share it with you, just to quickly address myself to them very briefly. You've got all the other documentation, and then as you say, you've got it informally, and at a leveling meeting, the minister will come here himself and just really briefly, what this bill seeks to do, it seeks to make an adjustment to an act of parliament, the Quantity Pension Fund, which at the moment is defined as a closed pension fund, but pension is the SA Railway Service Late Quantity. And it was created in 1990. The problem has been that while the fund was very badly managed for many years, and you can read all the details there, how really badly it was done, the increases to pensioners is at best to be 2% per year over the 10 years or so. I know from personal experience, my father was 40 years service, he retired 20 years ago. I think his pension, my mother and I live on now, is about 3,100 grand a month. And it worked for lots of other people. My father only got to a certain level because he was very anti that government, too. You'll be glad to know, so he can get promoted. But the point is, he lots of people even more worse off, more badly off. And it needs to be addressed. Now, the reasons why it was badly managed is all in this presentation. It has been a large turnaround. With the appointment certainly of Maria Ramos as executive at Transnet, there's certainly been, as you know, Transnet's huge improvements. I've been with Mr. Mini to see Minister Alec Irwin. Both he and Maria Ramos and the entire executive of Transnet are very sympathetic to the problems here. They have in the past paid out a small ex gratia payment, I think last year or the year before, to all the pensioners. But in my parents' case, it was something like 900 grand extra, after 10 years. And the minister has indicated that he's very sympathetic. He can't give a guarantee at this stage that they can increase the amount, because they have to look at Transnet, obviously, as a business first. But in the meanwhile, the fund has sold the Cape Waterfront for many billions of rand. They made some shares and a lot of profits out of the sell team swap at MTN, all of which is in here. It's made a lot of money. And all of this build out needs to do, instead of limiting the increase in pensioners paid every year to just 2%, whereas public servants, MPs, most other people use an inflation linked 6% or even more, it seeks to change that 2% to actually say, and it's in that draft bill of Mr. Minister, I think it's what it says is that the percentage equals to or greater than the increase in the consumer price index of the aforementioned year. So if the inflation index is 3%, the pensions would get minimum of 3% or 6% or whatever. That's really what's behind it. There's a whole lot of argument that goes about how poorly people have worked for the railways for many years, and this is of all races and all backgrounds of pension funds. And certainly I get from Mr. Mini, because he's asked me to deal with it, lots of letters from widows, orphans, widows, people, and they really are living in very dire circumstances. That's not really what this bill is about. All it seeks to do is give them a reasonable increase every year. I see the Transnet has made some input. With great respect, I would agree with you they need to do that, because with great respect, from my personal knowledge, and I admit it's from one side only of the fund, I don't really believe the kind of stuff that they're saying today. It's simply not good enough for somebody calling himself the Office of the Group Chief Executive to make out of this all as well, because it's not, I know, from personal experience. Chairperson, you've been very kind to hear me. That really, I think, that's what it's about. The background of the bill is in my presentation. All it seeks to do is to stop limiting the increase to 2% every year, to actually link it to inflation, which I think is only fair. Everybody else in this country should be linked to that. And the fund itself certainly has had a turnaround in the last 2 years, or at least it is financially viable and breaking even. The last 2 years it actually was in a negative situation, where if they had to pay everybody out, there wasn't enough money. That's how bad it was running. Quite frankly, I think there needs to be an investigation sometime into who was running that fund, because they didn't do their job properly and they lost money. But here we go. I don't know if there are any questions. I will try and answer the questions, Chairperson, but as you know, I'm not really, that familiar. It's really because Mrs. Mentor was very insistent, I thought, that please I come and do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have wasted your time with a half-hearted sort of presentation like this. But thank you for hearing me out. If there are any questions that you can give, so Chairperson, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, hopefully, my work is done, and I will tell Mr. Mini to present himself here at a time that's suitable to all of you, and you can come and do the presentation.
Thank you, Honourable Lord. Thank you, Chair. As far as the question goes, it would be only proper that the question be asked is the present energy, and not in any form of energy. And when the presentation is formally done, we will ask our question. So unless you have questions to ask now, I don't. That's how I do.
No, thank you, Mr. Lovely, thank you. The reason I said that only an old member of this community is because I knew. That's why I was saying your presence here and the link as the your presence with Mr. Yin explained to you, because you know how you are. And I'm happy that you were able to say that. As well as in the absence of the other member, if there is an alternative, that be confirmed so that there is consistency. You know the dynamics of the community. And what I just want to advise on, firstly, I mentioned oversight, that the very presentation you just amended way refers to the part it must refer to the sponsor. I'm just saying because, so that when we use this information as a basis, it is not a party that has to participate to the individual.
Chairperson, my apologies. I didn't do my research to do
this. No, I'm aware.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm aware. I'm not saying so that this is the information we are going to share with everyone the next time, so that people who are not part of this process might say the DA was. Despite the fact that the member is a member, but in terms of the constitution, as an individual, as a member, and what I think also will help is your information is part of the research that the sponsor will use as an item in terms of the evidence they have. But I want to say there is something that I want to link what I'm going to say with what Muhammad is just to say, that it would be proper if maybe the secretary will make available the current the rules of the fund as well as the act. I know whenever we deal with the pension fund, fortunately some of us have worked with pension funds, so that we are then able to read from the original context text as to the rules of the fund. There's no way that you can deal with any pension fund without a pension fund, the relevant act and the rules. So that area that needs to be amended, then you are then able to. And that adding so that also reference will be made by Mr. Mimini when present, and we agree that with you. So we are in agreement that we believe that maybe also we will have the opportunity to even be present as now as a member of the DA when we present and say
as a member of the
30 hours, but also we know that we don't have a personal interest like the issue of your father having been affected. We have, I must just say out of this, you know, if I have to share something with you that makes me a very strong faith in it. When I feel young, I think something dead that I not that I had an anger, but always in me. My father worked for 40 years for the team. You know, when you see the power stations in South Africa, from Cape Town here, up to Kenya, as you move throughout, you can set my family. This is how we have moved. From there to the Cabo, you see the one circle back to the Cabo. Right through, up to Wheatbank, Kenyan, and for Mati Port. Yeah, those power stations. For 40 years, you know how much he got? Well, after 40 years, he got 3,000. So I'm saying, we have shared that experience.
It's
a question of us being open-minded instead of understanding the issue. That's why you always remove our emotions, but so that we need to have a better understanding, and we are therefore has been very open. But I'm saying any other information that may help us arrive at the decision. What I can just share with you in line with what the chairperson has said, as well as the committee. On Wednesday, we agreed that by hook or crook next week, we must close on this. That is, we must be at the level of deciding. So we appeal that the minute be present, we are going to force everyone to be present. It is needed, we have to take all the time to finalize that. We also try and talk to our members so that we have a full program. And out of this, we'll address a lot of time. I think
you've summarized it. I could not have summarized it as capable as what you did. I'm just looking at the letter of Transnet, and it seems to be now that in terms of their rule 31, that it includes a bonus rule. Now, if we look at the annexure, it seems to be that as a once-off. I want to call it a once-off because there's no continuity or any promise that it will happen in the future as well. It would seem that they had an increase for the last year, then of 5.5%, being a 2% on average, and a 1.5 plus the annual 2% that are being given there. I think in interrogation of Transnet, the major question to me would be, what would be the continued situation on this? Because if this as a once-off and we'll never see it again, then it is just, you know, to pull a bit of wool over our eyes. And therefore you are in, we cannot just abide by a letter. We must be able to also interrogate the people.
Yeah.
And that is the only contribution that I would like to make on that particular issue. I can see well that they don't want to go for an increase, that they rather work on the basis of a bonus system, then if they're making enough money, they will pay that bonus out. But I believe that we should have clarity in terms of that bonus system. That it not just be, you know, that sometimes they say we're not going to pay it out, but if there is any surplus, we'll pay out 90% of that. And those are the questions that I would like to pose to the Transnet pension fund itself.
Yes, I think just to balance the issue, you know, it's like when we invite the fund, we must have both from the fund side of the employer and the trustee on the other hand. You have to listen to get a one-sided statement. Experience has taught us in pension funds where a person who does not represent the member, active or non-active member, do not have the same interest. We know where this is coming from, and we don't want to finish politically what it means. The something is, this was the biggest job creator, we know. for many years, and it's not a matter of why, it's easy. We know how many people left for that.
Chairperson, thank you. Perhaps I could suggest, along with Francis, an opinion or some response from the minister responsible, ask him what he thinks about this, Minister Alec Irwin, how to get to Francis. Possibly even the chief executive officer of Transnet, who I've also been told is very sympathetic to the problems here. If that might be helpful, I would agree we need to get Transnet here. I'm not personally aware of exactly what the situation is, but I can tell you from experience of my father And maybe Chairperson Mendes is discussed, I should recuse myself. I don't feel I have an interest, but I obviously do. So when it comes to it, I don't think I should be part of it. I can just help you here. In my father's case, for the last 10 years, all the pensioners have got is a 2% increase every year. There was a one-off bonus last year, which was well covered in the media when Maria Ramos made an extra payment. It was the first time they had some money, they were able to do something. In my father's case, it was 1% of his annual pension, which is 36,000 odd rand. He got 360 rand extra. Now, if it had been your father, for example, it would be considerably less. There were more payments made to people from disadvantaged backgrounds, I understand. But even so, in the case of a widow, perhaps from Mpumalanga, it might have been 900 rand or 1,200 rand. It's very little money, really. What we've got to look at, and quite frankly, we've got trustees with well-paid jobs with nice students to write these letters that have mismanaged the fund, now telling you we must leave it up to us to decide when to pay bonuses. It could well be another 10 years. Meanwhile, people want to know, where's the money that they got from the city of the waterfront and the, all the other money that's coming? I'm just proposing that they need to increase that. But as I say, Chairperson, I do have an interest. I realise that I've said I must support that one. If I can help you with information from one side, that's fine. But I think I need to clear on the record. I've obviously got an interest because my father is a member of the fund. And when it does come down to a formal meeting and a discussion, obviously I need to recuse myself because that's the way it should be. But I just realised that as I was talking, I have an interest, so here we go. Thank you very much.
Now, you see, people who have labour background always think alike. My fire is so that no one can pick it up or says, you are here. My fire is that one area, and I think I was very honest. We have this example, and then also, one week will affect it.
My mother's a big supporter of supporting Jeffrey.
Yeah.
What has been?
So, I think that promotes also that we are going to check in the financial services report. I know when we deal with these issues, we must get one expert, my job advisor for helping you. But we will help just for the sake of the conduct to check in terms of internal. And we take your point. And I was just saying, privately, with all the information you have to assist in your own caucus, Mr. Nini, so that also, because it's as you motivate like anyone, you get entangled emotionally in this thing. Like what I'm saying, my father is no more, but I see that anger whenever I say this thing.
I don't feel emotionally involved. This has been going for many years now. But as I said, I'm realizing, of course, I have an interest. I must be. You know, I don't feel emotional. My father's fine, I can look after him. But obviously, it's rough that I'm just withdrawn when we discuss it. So I'm glad I could give you some insight. But I think you obviously need to hear from Transnet itself, possibly the minister and the CEO of Transnet, and anybody else you choose to listen to.
Yeah, okay. No, that's just close on this one. When we say the department, it is very clear with the statement. Whenever it presents to the government, we were just anything, we had a better experience, which I think you didn't know, that we were talking about ministers, that when we say the department, whoever comes takes responsibility, and then the minister takes responsibility. Coming here does not in any way exclude ministers. Because we say the department that is answerable to the issue.
Very glad to hear.
The same applies to it. If we ever said, and we have never allowed any unit, entity, or department to send a senior person here, we have never allowed that. Because the moment we engage whoever has taken us for granted, we have research units here, we have legal background, and we are also going to make sure that the support system should come out in terms of the critique. That's why you say all your necessary documents, if you can just get them on time, and then you get your opinions also before the meeting, so that either in other leading persons and then also the analysis of the whole system. You also like to, if Transnet has got any other information that they become personally and would like to engage them on the and the other information. Can you agree that we have arrived at the beginning of the end of our understanding?
I would just suggest that if we write a letter to translate, that we point out that the fact that we've noted the Boda system now, which is referred to in on the first page, and that we would like to inquire also about the continuity and the possibilities on the Boda system, that we will that they not come here and say that no, that is somebody else's job on the bonuses and that type of thing. They're not in a position to comment on it.
I know you got a legal system. You know, the moment you see something up, you condone the practice of communication, legal people, you know how they are. The existence of a response to your undated letter. I think what to say, we have considered the content and we like them to engage them on every line, aspect of it, on every aspect of the activity.
Yeah.
And they should come and then be accountable. But as a matter of procedure, they should be passed. And a senior teacher that should lose the practice. In the need to have an actual or they are what you call it, they know their level.
Yeah,
on that one. Because if you pick up, they just respond, they then say, they refer to your letter, it's like you're communicating and that's not what you want. But they should know that next week is the last meeting, is the first and the last meeting.
Now, if we are finished now, off the record and as your consultant on your late dad's position, just to bring this into perspective, you know, with the flimsiness on it, they give there a sentence that they say they've given some specific attention to previously disadvantaged employees and people with less than 15 years of service. So they came to a conclusion that those who are earning less than 1,000 rand of pension got a 9,000 rand bonus, which then would be substantial. But now, your late father's main mistake was he should never have worked so long for them, because then he was in this other category now and no longer being looked upon as...
Fortunately, I've worked with the question to tell us that I was a professional of president for close to 4 years. I can tell you that, you know, there are terms they use, like gratuity. You know, the eligibility clause is becoming one of the funds. What a problem that you cannot, if you join a company, they say you cannot be a member if you are more than 50. Now there was a case that had a trial of 3 years. Somebody joined the company at 48. By the time the person completed 2 years, on the other side it is 55. Yeah? Now we had these cases, but when we engaged, we were then able to, and according to the constitution, that was unconstitutional, and we were able to force them to take pay, like into a gratuity, the money that was translated into a provident fund. Sometimes their rules are very important, and they would like to help them so that we will read through them. And I think those contributions, because we will engage them on the state and so as well as but trying to look through the eye of the sponsor, through the eye of the sponsor, what is it that the sponsor intends addressing? What are the trends? Because in terms of that letter, they force us to look into the trends and the question of shareholders. But then we just agree that yes, we have for today, that's where we end. And we believe that, Mr. Lowe, thank you for having presented to yourself. And we close the business. And all the other issues, we believe that. The redraft, there is that test program which shall be circulated. It was supposed to be circulated today. I don't know why it's not here. So that members have it also, they must browse over it. So that in the next meeting we have the program. We also have the copies I said of those outstanding bills. So that in terms of our priority, we are as well as the minute, last minute of Wednesday, this circulation is by much later than Tuesday next week. So that members we can facilitate as well as be able to make. And hear from yourself, ladies, what is ready so that we can close the meeting. Members are so busy, you might not be aware. They are so busy, you've got to try out now and go and do different things. But also, in terms of the other people who are part of us, so that we have them. That's why I'm saying not later than Tuesday. And I think it will be more than it is just on that as a package rather than today. So that everyone will have a party that will lead, will that lead the covenant case to say, yeah, there, so that we are able to check. And then also the members are not here, will have the opportunity to say so. Okay? And then you highlight that, peruse, and so that and you will be successful. If there are any problems, contact the secretary. That's so that we can. So people in the absence of any answer, any other issue. There was a point that was raised outside the meeting, and so the honorable member's case has been addressed. That we'd like to manage to get the messages now. Let's update the list of the members. Okay.
What is
that
the venue?
You are not making, but we have to support you. But these people rely on time. We don't want to miss time because we can't run. Elderly people can't run. So people enjoy your weekend, and then I think we have come to the end of our meeting. Bye. Bye. Thank you. That's part of my meeting. That's my next beautiful time.